On one side of the Elks Lodge building, a band plays to a room empty except for a dancing couple and a lady drinking at the bar. Somewhere else, a poker game is scheduled, and in the grand ballroom, drag kings and queens lip-sync, dance, and do the occasional split for a delighted audience. People come up one by one and sometimes crowd at the stage to hand tips directly to performers, who also strut up and down the aisles to take dollar bills from waving hands. Drag performance is traditionally thought of as men dressing up as women, everything a little big and over the top, and while there is campiness at this event, there's also glamour. Men dress up as women dress up as men, and sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. Drag queen Ilana Jackson, who goes by Lane Pascal out of drag, is beauty in a beard. Before the show, she gets ready in the dressing room, also known as the Elks Lodge bathroom. She's wearing a glossy white dress, cinched at the waist.
This is just a little something that I would wear if I was going to the grocery store.
She's part of the House of Iris, a four-person drag group, and she's getting ready alongside her fellow drag queen, Regina Jackson, or Rick Hibbs, out of drag. Both are from South Central Montana and met as adversaries when they were running track against each other in high school. They met again 3 years ago at a student film audition, and now they're like family. Ilana Jackson explains in the drag community, there's often a mother who takes a mentorship role to a less experienced drag queen. Ilana says she's Regina's mother.
And that stems way back from when, like, queer people were kicked out of their homes. They didn't have parents, they didn't have families. So, air quotes, older, gay, or queer person would kind of take a younger queer person under their wing.
Another mother in the room is Anita Bamalama Tangtang, who pulls a set of high heels out of a suitcase. Anita, who declines to share her legal name as she isn't out, is in a group with her drag king son. Anita says she's been performing in drag for almost 20 years.
Billings is starting to open up a little bit more than what they used to. I mean, when we first started, we were all like scared to even come out, like dressed like this and stuff. Now I'll drive and walk all over the place. I'll go through Walmart dressed like this if I have to. It doesn't scare me as much as it used to.
Later, right before the show begins, Ilana Jackson walks past the crowd standing in the back of the room. She'll be performing to a Whitney Houston song to many, many people.
I think I'm just nervous a little bit because that's normal for me. It's a constant ball of nerves. But other than that, I'm pretty much just excited, super excited. I love the turnout. It's so awesome.
Jackson says the large crowd is probably due to the article the Billings Gazette released the day before the event. More than 350 people attended, so many that the Elks opened up a connecting section of the room. The Countship of the Imperial Sovereign Court of the State of Montana says it hopes to bring monthly performances to Billings as it has done in Missoula and Bozeman by 2019. The performers were unpaid Saturday, and proceeds go back into the Countship, which directs the profits into the organization and its causes, including scholarships. Some of the profits from the event will go to 406 Pride, which will be opening its LGBTQ Resource Center in Billings on March 23rd. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.